Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Serious Sunday on Late Night with Andrew Anderson Andrews again. I'm Andrew Anderson Andrews. Today we are talking jobs, more precisely, the well-crafted CV, the thing that doesn't get you the job but which might get you the interview, which will then expose all the flaws you managed to conceal. Our guests today are true experts in their field. At least that's what we've been told. Let me introduce our first guest, Jimmy from Venice, California, who is not currently employed but who certainly has the necessary expertise to find a job in case he chooses to give up his surfing career. Hi, Jimmy.
My name is Jimmy and I hope you're all ready for some top-notch advice.
Our second guest tonight is Catherine Elizabeth from Stamford, Connecticut. And let me assure you, being guest on the show is the only category she's second at. When she's not working on her career progress, she likes to play polo and lacrosse, but never does because she's constantly working. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Good evening. My name is Catherine Elizabeth, and I want to tell you what a CV has to be like.
And now I'd like to introduce the third and final guest on our show tonight, Madison from Madison, Wisconsin, where she lives in her parents' basement and spends her time playing video games and reading novels. That is, when she's not at the university. How are you doing, Madison?
Hi guys, it's me, Madison.
Thanks for taking the time to be here tonight. So let's get straight to it. The human resources guy is flipping through your application and you need to catch his attention. What's the secret, Jimmy?
Well, Anderson, I think the picture for the application is the very first instance of communicating as to why I should get the job and not someone else. You have to work with your face. Like, I know my stunning looks. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Will always attract attention, regardless. And by enhancing my natural characteristics, I will score extra high. It's all right if I don't invest much into the photograph.
Are you mad?
No further preparations as well. Just go to your local booth and take the damn picture. It's all right, even if you still feel a bit tipsy after a long night. Like, that's just who I am. And if I show myself the way I am, I'll come off way more competent.
This is so ridiculous.
No, don't give me that look, Catherine. Am I wrong or what?
I totally disagree. The photo must be in position. It has to be symmetrical. Furthermore, a professional makeover is necessary. For this, it is fair enough to cost about $300 and may last about 3 hours.
Well, you certainly disagree on many points. Let's hear Madison's opinion.
I'm a fan of keeping things simple and easy, so I would disagree with Catherine. But taking a picture without preparations is also not ideal.
Your face is not ideal!
Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
Sorry, Jimmy.
A decent amount of natural makeup would suffice, for women and men. Concealing under eye bags and pimples is a must for both. Also, your hair shouldn't cover your whole face. Emo fringes are so 2006. An open, fresh face is the best. In all cases, you should let a professional take the photos. There are many deals for students in your local photo studios too.
All right, let us move on to something that I guess will be less controversial. The layout and formal aspects of the CV. What's your take on that, Jimmy?
Formalia is always a dry topic.
I think
the employer will always get tired of sorting out dozens of applications over and over. So, and now hear me out. The main idea about the way I handle things is to be as different as possible. Use Comic Sans as a font, as well as an interchange between thick and italic fonts, different colors even for the print material, and even going as far as to using pictures and memes works, as long as you use them effectively. I'd even argue that printing the whole damn thing on canvas would bring better results, if I'd have the money for it. You know, the whole thing about students having a tight income.
And so you're saying that whatever you do, present yourself as you really are. I kind of like that idea, but maybe that's why I ended up working on a comedy show and not on Wall Street.
That's good, Anderson.
I'm sure Catherine will be able to provide some valuable insights here.
Oh, yes. It is the CV. It is the most important thing to convince your new boss. Therefore, you print it on a special paper. High quality paper. And the paper should be non-flammable for sure. Do this. It is absolutely necessary to hand in a hardcover edition. If you have, you should put on the CV your own stamp or seal.
Yo, this man!
If you send it via email, you have to send it to your own address too. Via post, send it by registered post and express delivery. I advise you to equip it with a GPS if you have the possibility. So, doing this, you will be able to check where your CV is in the moment. Furthermore...
Well, that's interesting, Catherine. What do you think, Madison? Are Catherine's suggestions reasonable, or could such a tremendous effort potentially even scare off employers?
Catherine, are you okay? You seem agitated. Both of the suggestions seem kind of delusional. No offense, though. Just use a simple font, like Times New Roman or Arial.
Yeah, but in fact, I recommended a custom font.
Yeah, no, I don't. The font size has to be the same throughout the text. We aren't making posters for undergrads here. Check your spelling and keep the text effects for your... Well, to be honest, never use text effects. They all look trashy. Also use white normal paper. Nobody's going to set your CV ablaze. And if they do, it was probably justified.
It's never justified.
I think that's a fair point, Madison. In fact, the only fair.
Thanks.
And now let's get to the heart of the affair. Content. How do you show your future employer that you're right for the job, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's the part where you make your creativity do the work. You have to sell yourself by mentioning all your worth, and you can bend the truth a bit in your favor. Like, some backgrounds can't be completely followed back. Mention working overseas on various volunteer work.
You can follow back everything.
No, you can't. Thank you.
No, yes.
No.
Yes.
If you learned a different language, no matter how minor the knowledge is, just straight out say you speak it fluently. As for me, I usually partake in organizing various events and parties, so why not mention that in the CV? As long as you come off confident, people will fall for it. I mean, people will be drawn to you. And your employer wants someone who is confident and knows his craft, not some dry cookie cutter template, you know?
Yeah, I guess I see where you're coming from.
Thank you, Anderson.
No problem, Jimmy. What's your view, Catherine?
Yeah, first, the personal information has to be on your CV. To this, you hand in a birth certification, the family tree, a copy of your ID card, and all important documents you have. To talk about the qualification, it can be said that you should list all the prizes and awards you have ever got. Additionally, you add a letter of reference.
Oh, thank you for, well, those are not technically part of the CV, are they, Madison?
No, they aren't. Well, both of my co-guests seem to have a few screws loose, to be honest. I'm more than shocked. Jimmy's straight out of a Jersey Shore.
Listen, I am not that slimy, okay?
But you are, and...
No!
Yes, you are, so
come
let's
on, be
continue.
Peaceful, guys.
And Catherine seems she could need some help, too. Like,
oh, no.
Serious help. Don't look like that. You know I'm right. But back to your topic. Sorry, Anderson.
No problem.
The CV is the place for your personal information, like birthday and current family status. Also, you can list all the languages you are able to speak, but be careful and don't lie. If you say, let's give an example, that you speak Mandarin on a native speaker level and your boss has lived in China for a few years, well, you will be screwed. Sorry. Don't forget to list your achievements and your work experiences. Try to write down all your core skills and if you ever have stayed in a foreign country. I don't mean your vacation, Jimmy. Oh, and one of the best things that every boss likes is volunteer work. Write down every...
Yeah! Accidentally, I once did volunteer work for an election. After an all-nighter, of course. You know me?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, that kind of counts, but I don't think that it could be very helpful if you're still trash from last night.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You are probably not helpful even if you're sober. Anyways... Volunteer
Excuse
work,
me?
Yeah. Volunteer work and internships are guaranteed to boost your image in your boss's eye.
I hate to cut you short, but we are almost at the end of this segment. Thank you for sharing your insights with us, Jimmy, Catherine and Madison.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you again. I'm sure our listeners will benefit greatly from your advice. At least there's a chance that they will. Any final remarks?
Fake it until you make it.
I want the job.
Just keep it real.
Alright, that was our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week on Serious Sunday, the art of the business card. Blow your colleagues away like Pat Bateman. Thank you, good night.